USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is well into day one of his first Middle East trip. The president spending some time in Israel Wednesday, where he attends a wreath-laying ceremony in the Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem, where he meets with a pair of Holocaust survivors.
My mother would say, God love you, dear.
You too. You too. Absolutely.
Republicans are ripping the Biden administration following the release of the hotter-than-expected inflation number. The consumer price index jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended June 1st. Utah's Burgess Owens tweeting, the Biden administration is breaking all the wrong records. Meanwhile, the administration putting its own spin and says the report does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Some security camera footage from inside a school in Uvalde, Texas is starting to become available, but residents want all 77 minutes of it. State Senator Roland Gutierrez says that's a good start, but there needs to be more transparency. The footage was released as frustration and anger continue in Uvalde over an inability to get clear answers from people as to why it took so long to breach the classroom doors. Netflix may soon be offering another subscription plan. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Streaming service Netflix could introduce its lower price subscription that has mandatory commercials by the end of the year. That's sooner than most expected. Netflix executives say they were aiming to introduce the ad tier in the final 3 months of the year. Commercials on Netflix after years of publicly saying commercials would never be used on the streaming platform.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing on abortion rights and access to abortion across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the states. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Erin Hawley says that she believes Roe v. Wade was wrong about abortion and the Constitution.
Its reversal is a tremendous victory for life and for the American people. Roe cheated us of our ability to promote good policy. But Dobbs restores our opportunity to reaffirm motherhood and in so doing to empower women.
A gubernatorial primary is heating up in a battleground state.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.